Okay, yeah, that's good. Oh wow, good sound. Okay, so I'm gonna read some things. Thanks so much for if you're not having been winded in this bar, it's totally okay if you don't want to listen to some things that. Not okay. I think you could probably actually not do that. This is nice. This is our basic. I'm not starting yet. I have some text-based pieces. I don't really like the label of conceptual. Maybe it's conceptual affiliated, I guess. But only a few. Only a few in general. I don't like your language. This fiber thread synthetic, as if these cues weren't made for blocking Cuba labor on my wrist with material on the table, I cannot help but play the modernists. The mineral fact of this matter remains minuscule to your sinecure. There's a sickness of wealth, I hope you catch it. There's a quickness in your breath, I bet I dealt it supine, I pine, by the scent of a memory palace. Your holy monuments written in stone wash, like a gated production. Believe in me, I say. Beneath your glee, now spread. If leech were the tree I supplanted, if you were me, staying splendid, and desire unwound is a return to rewound, as you were a thud in the loft of your sights, you should repulse my knights. What if I told you make more noise? Would you then swim to my little poise until Felix fire moves? The whiteness of my feeling now thickens into if you not unkind to you. You walk, I hear illumination. When you talk, I see proper hydration. If one makes another, you're calmer. If love makes you dumber, I'm not prepared. Like your waist, shines on the crystal. I shine from a sizzle's butter. Your skin remains oily to my taste, unlike your oily, just the right place. Under a lamp come finally this glare, the lip. In a lickety split, as you become prefect to a perfect cousin, in some color saturated by design, I wonder if a cobbler first made cobbler, or was he only an appearance? Upper limit, you back, lower limit, peach. Or what it mean, I don't recall. I heard that a lot once, not so much a question as a question. Two things one always takes: vacations and vaccinations. Tell me now, before I grow to my house, so I don't show in that tone. I play the tight basketball in this gown, I'm the crier, no. I still carry your skirt with me. It fits like the pits, but transgression just fits so tight, and you are right in absentia. See me after you buy that on for size. Do you even see my thighs? I'd be Adonis in a cupboard for a cover right now. I swear, on the TV jar of my heart, your pose looks so beautiful right now. Like Tori Amos with Alpha Wings? The chocolate factory? You know who sings Say What of my sweet allergy, your keen memory. I was flattered like a Latter-day Saint, losing his faith in the face of your gate, and you don't even own a cabinet. But fit six while others buttons, said I. A button for mutton with London and shutton, said you. A natural fiber feels best from head to toe. Don't seal this dirt of appeals. Or deal but by my economy. If I see you caught me, I might buy you lupin nuts. You're laughing a full court press, and it's easy to curse this left. I slide the sloppy structure of primer, returning to you your unthinking primers. Are they just a catheter to a caramel? Used like the boost consumed in use, sometimes even femdoms fall the ether solid sexual diffusion, falling for lack of collusion. I mean confusion, I think any translucence is your favorite color, over. Okay. I do that whenever I like. My bark still holds like a night piece, but fingers from public mode. I'm gonna change my voice for Rise Throws Blowout from Tommy. Does this story run with this? Would it were my glory, more glory, peering into the menace, my furnished desire, I rechange attire for the 23rd time. Abuse means open, wide, pies, collide, delight. That's the first piece. I got some more from a book, y'all. Other times good too. Times good too mean you get even more art. I know you're really, really excited. I am too.
I know you're excited.
I'm so excited to give you so much art right now. I'm gonna give you all the art I got. I have so much art in me. So much art of this. Speaking of, I know you don't want to listen to me. I thought it over a lot. I wanted to get it just right. I had so much to say, no one to listen. Someday I'll explain everything. Meanwhile, I'm still here. Talk to me. Those are really powerful words. It must be a metaphor for something, but I don't know what that is. Do you know that Joni Mitchell song, I Wish I Had a River I Could Skate Away On? Do you know that Romeo and Juliet were only 14 when they found each other? What is this? The young and the stupid for a minute. I thought I was in Fatal Attraction. I've read Pride and Prejudice like 2,000 times. It was worse than that. It wasn't funny. I think the essence of art is to provide a working through of the situation. The English language is all about subliminal messages. We don't want to be raped by your mindless cultural imperialism. I don't know what that means, but it sounds beautiful. We need Kate, we need Leo, and we need him now. It's a fucking big trash can here. These are about romantic comedies, my favorite kind of movie. This kind of movie too, actually. This one's called I Love You This Much. It's like when I think about how much I love someone, and then it's like I stretch my arms out as far as I can go. And it's just like even farther than this, but the essence of this doesn't work. And so I don't know what to do, so I wrote this. I thought the story would help. It's you, it's love. I love you. Here's us. It's great. You're beautiful. You're part of me. You complete me. I love you very much. Just the way you are. To me, you're perfect. I love you. I always felt. I love all the love in you. I love you. I do. I said it. It's for you. It's all for you. You. It's always been your perfect. You're so wild and wonderful. Shut up. You have me at hello. I love you. I do. I swear to God. I love you. I love you. I love you. The only thing that's here is you come here. I'll show you a sign. You're wrong, but love me anyways. I taste you. I think you. I touch you. I love you. I'm not in a friendly way. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. You've undone it. You've undone me where I come from. Kissing is a very big thing. I will miss you when you're very bad driving. I love you. I always have and I always will. You're wonderful and I don't deserve you. I love you, but not like I told you. Love this. We're gonna be okay. We're everything's gonna be great. Is this crazy? No. That's the craziest part of it. I love you. I know from the minute I met you, my face and purple lips, what do you look like? Well, I told you before, I think I'm in love with you. I'm sitting around thinking about you all the time. When it comes to me, you have everything. We're together, the plan is all good stuff. The thing in the street, I like that. I like you saying it. It's crazy. I think about you when you're not around. I wanted to be you. I wanted to be you so badly. I can't sit next to you without wanting everything that you are. I love you even when you're sick and look disgusting. I think you think this is going to change everything, guys? I think about you all the time. I think you're the one I really. You're not telling me anything. You're telling you that I love you. Everything seems like nothing to me, and I want you in my bed. The feeling is so mutual, and you better be a really good kisser. I need to be together forever, that everything be wonderful, and you're the one person in the world that can really hold this. Love is nothing, because it's so much more. Maybe something.
I can't talk to you without expressing my love for everything you are. I feel justified lying in your arms because there's nowhere I'm gonna look. You're the epitome of everything I've always looked for in a human being. If I had the money, I'd keep you sailing around the world. Just the two of us. We had something good. We had something real. We had something permanent. I'm the assertive man you've always needed in your life. And you're the hardcore fish I've always dreamed of. Okay, so this one's called Maybe She's Born With It. And it's titled self-explanatory. You should get it. I have a father, and he's perfect. He and I feel the same about each other. I want him to want me so much he can't stand it. I don't want to settle. I have a confession to make. I met someone online. I suspect he does not fantasize about me. I like that with all the rest of me. I don't like this talking thing. I will not fantasize about a dick lover. What's the point? The guy I dreamed of doesn't exist, and if he doesn't exist, I'll never die of a broken heart. Unless I'm having a little nightmare, I'm sorry. When I meet the right guy, I'll know that because I have met the right person, he's just in love with someone else. Sorry, I was in bed with my boyfriend. I'll never just have sex. Sex sounds enormous. Something out of stupidity, something what I thought was love, turned out nothing was ever enough. I don't care what he comes back as long as he comes. Why should I let this one go when everything in my body is going to be doubled? Well, now it's the winter of my life, and I haven't gotten anything of my own. I've got no real power, no career, no friends to go sex life. I'm feeling pretty fucking low. Got my happy ending, and nothing in the world can stop me. I'm from Philadelphia, okay? We don't talk about things like that in public, okay? I believe in God, okay? After that, I decided no more tough guys. This one's called Call of Duty. If the previous one was from a certain perspective, this is from the other perspective. Because what I've learned in my many years of experience is that binary is the best way to go about anything. Really, as in sincerity. I believe in happy endings. I don't know if anything is wrong. I don't know what to say. I feel good. I feel so good right now. I felt small. I get everything to other people and I never. I got blown off again. I got a heart coming out of my ass. I have a car. I have a love. I have nothing. I have so much strength in me. I have to get through this. I have to show strength. I lacked experience. I laid down all that groundwork for nothing. I miss my wife. I remember my father being nice to me. I sometimes cry a lot for no reason. I talk less. I was disgusted. I'm a decent guy. I'm a fraud. I'm a genius. I'm a nice person. I'm a terrible disaster. I'm a valuable commodity. I'm all fucked up. I'm also one of the most honest guys you'll ever meet. I'm an asshole. I'm better. I'm doing fine. I'm gonna fucking test. I'm fucking sad. I'm gonna have to give it my full attention. I'm great. Everything's been good. Yeah, I'm happy to entertain you. I'm honored to be here. I'm hoping for a laser. I'm intimidated. I'm just fine. I'm hoping to get a little action here. I'm never gonna meet the right girl. I'm not a stalker. Man, chill. I'm out of practice. I'm shy. I'm starting to try to get off to this place. I'm really fucking cool. I'm salt and stick. I'm trouble. Got a lot of problems. Got a lot of pull. Got to get out of here. I've learned something. I've lost everything. I've definitely left. There's something spectacular on the horizon.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. This is really sad. This is the last piece. I know. We got to get back to bands and fun and shit. It's going to be terrible.
This is fun.
I hate fun. I've been described as a fun color. I enjoy it. Can I speak? Oh, sorry. This one's called, no. Which is like what you say when you want to say no and you're really surprised. No. No. Can I speak with you for a minute? Could we meet right now? No, I've been thinking. Don't think it's the wrong way. I just want to find you so I can tell you what I can tell you before. I'm just going to say it right now. I've actually been thinking to ask you for some time, but I never really knew quite how to put it. I just have something to ask me. Saying the point was, it's something really important to say. I've given a lot of thought, and I just wondered if I really feel... absolutely not. No. The thing is, well, the truth is, I just wanted to say, what can I say? I'm sorry if I've been...
the thing is, I'm going to lay it all on you right now, really fucking clear. What I would say very inarticulately is, I just came back to say thank you. Sorry, thank you. There, I said it. That was it right there. That was the moment. I know it's really bad now, but, you know, I'm really glad I met you. I mean, I really know you. This would be a silly question, like, if I was a shopping insertion. But I took both of this great opportunity here. It's just, you know, I don't even know. Oh, right, yeah.
No, I understand that.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I understand that perfectly. It's so crystal clear right now. I guess I should have guessed it, huh? I mean, it's not exactly a long-term relationship, but anything is ending in, like, today's morning, I don't know what to do, but I just wondered if, like, any chance if you decide to, you know, because I, we had something, like, we were going, right? Like, we had this, you were paying attention to me, and I thought, like, I was getting some validation that I really wanted, when we were going to, well, yeah, so I was going to continue for a very long time, but the thing is, you know, you're right, you just, of course, no, of course not me neither, I knew this needed to end, but my missing thing is entirely, really, oh, that's terrific, you had a good time? Oh, my God, I was worried we might miss you inside, because, like, gosh, yeah. Yeah, I'm wonderful, I feel so much, I feel really good about myself right now. I mean, it's really great, excellent, fantastic, in which case I'll call you when I'm finished, right? Fine, thank you, sorry. Thanks, that's the show.
Phones are really always a good idea.
Always fun.